from the Korban Pesach. Like, the Korban Pesach is different than all other Kabbonis. All other Kabbonis, even without the Achilu, you have the Kaporo. Here, by Korban Pesach, you have to eat from the Korban in order to have the Mitzvah. So we're here, if the person is a Tamei Mase on him, even by night time, he won't be able to eat from the Korban. So how could you say, even with the Evid, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah? So Gemara says, yes, Hula Mitzvah. That's what the Pesach says, you have to eat from the Korban Pesach. I'll tell you, Zikta Dermodas only Lechachilu Le Mitzvah. But with the Evid, if you have the Korban brought, even though you cannot eat from the meat at night, since you're still Tamei Mase, but the Evid, still you Mekayim the Mitzvah. For the Gemara, is that truly Akuve Loi? You want to tell me that Likov, even though you can't eat from the meat, still the korban is kosher, it's not b'di'evet even, for a tani will learn like this. The Potek says, b'michtas nefoshes, that you have to have, Rashi says, loshin minyan. You have to count the amount of people that are included in the korban Pesach. Why? Melana comes to teach us, shein ha-pesach nishchat el-lemuyah. One halacha is, you could only shef the korban Pesach for the people that were included in the minui, that were appointed for this korban Pesach. They have like the ownership, part ownership in this korban. Shochatu shlel lemuyah. What's going to be if the Kohen shefted the Korban Pesach to the yotz of somebody else that was not included, not in the minyan, he did not buy, he is not part of the ownership of this Korban? Yochu yei kovar al mitzvah. Maybe he's only not, like, not listening to the mitzvah ketchila, but maybe with the evidence of Mekayim is mitzvah Korban Pesach. Talmud loy manoy techoisa. The Pesach says techoisa gloshen minui hakotzer shina lov liyakif. That is even likuva. That you have to be memunah, you have to be appointed on this Korban Pesach before the shechita. It's got to be yours. If it doesn't belong to you, if you're not appointed for this korban, b'shas shechita, the Kohen cannot do it for you. Even with the Eved, the korban is, you're not yossi, your mitzvah's korban Pesach. And the iskirk is a hekish, oich lemnuyah. The people that eat from the halacha, you have to eat from the korban Pesach, the same way you have to be appointed for the korban Pesach. So just like the halacha of lemnuyah to be appointed, it's with the Eved if you're not appointed to this korban. You cannot be yotzei the mitzvah, even though the Kohen shechted it for you. The same way, if you do not eat from the Korban Pesach, also you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. So the Kashran Zikni Dorim, how could they hold that a Tamei Mase for the Eved, if the Korban is brought for him, even though he cannot eat from the Korban, so is mekayim his mitzvah? The Gemara says, I'll tell you, Zikni Dorim Loi Makshi. The Zikni Dorim, they do not hold from this Hekesh, that Loi Makshi, and they hold a Tamei Mase could be Mishalach Kabbadosov, and for the Eved is kosher. Even though they cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, they yelled that the Eved still is good. For the Gemara of Achila, Makshi Nami, even though there's no Hekish of the Loch of Achila, the Loch of Minuyov, Meho Nami Isle Pircha, from the Loch itself there should be still a Pircha on Zikni Dorim. And the Pircha should be like this, Oma v'mokim shenit mubaylam v'sheretz, Maduch in a case where the owner of the Korban has Thomas Sheretz on him, Shemeshalchim Kabbana send Lechatchila. Lechatchila here, the Bailim is allowed to send, let a Kosher Kohen bring the Korban. Because here, Lechatchila, like at night time, he'll be Torah and he'll be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So Lechatchila, if you only have a Tamei Sheretz on you, you're allowed to have your Korban Pesach be brought for you on Erev Pesach. Still, you're telling me, Kohen Shenitma B'Sheretz, Eina Maratzah, that's the din of our Mishnah at least, that a Kohen that has Tamei Sheretz on him, if he brings the korban even to the Eved, the korban is no good. If so, mokum shenitmo bailam. In a case where the bailam has tumas mace, tumas b'mace, mokum shenitmo bailam b'mace, in a place where the owner has a tumas mace on him, that even you zikna dharm agree that lechatchila shein mishalach and korban asen lechatchila. That lechatchila you're not supposed to have your korban brought for you today, but rather you're supposed to wait to Pesach Sheni. It's only b'di'evid you say zikni dharm, that if the korban is brought for you, you're mekayim the mitzvah. But lechatchila, you also agree you're supposed to wait to Pesach Sheni. So kohen shenitma b'meis, a kohen that has tumas meis on him, ainu din sheni maratza, isn't like a kavah chayim asfar for sure to say that his avodah should not be maratza? The madach we only has tumas sheretz on him. That's the bailam could have his korban brought. The kohen you're telling me now, if he does the avodah is psula. So in the case where the Kohen has a Tumas Mase on him, that the owner in such a case, the Chachil is not supposed to have his Korban brought, for sure the Kohen Avoidah should be Posel, or should be Yenim Maratza. So Sola Pirchon Zikne Dorim, how could you say that a Kohen that has Tumas Mase on him, could the Avoidah avoid his Kosher? Alright, we'll stop here. You have a hold in the Gemara, Daf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph, around 5 lines down.
again with the Mila we just had before, the sugya about Zikne Dorim, that they said a Chiddush. That the Mishnah says, the Kohen that's Tomei, when he does the Avodah, he's Posel, the Avodah is Psula, that's only if he has Tomas Sheretz on him. But when the Kohen has a Tomas Mace on him, then they hold the Svara since that's the Tzibur. Tumma B'meis is Hutra B'tzibur. So therefore, just like if the Bailon themselves have a Tumas Mace, the Kohen can bring the Korban. The same way if the Kohen on a Korban Yochid has a Tumas Mace on him, B'dieva, the Korban is Merutza. That was the Yisoid of Tumas of Zikne Dorim. Now the Gemara says, Meisvei. I have a question, Meisvei, I have a question on Zikne Dorim. There's a Mishnah that's brought down in Masech Tepsochim that says, the Pnei Shomru, since it was learnt and said, that Nozir v'yoyse Pesach, the person that was a Nozir, and he became Tomei, or else the person that's bringing a Korban Pesach, and he's Tomei, Tlokhariz Hatzit Meratza Tumas Adam, that if something was wrong with the Korban, that the Dam itself became Tomei, and the Kohen still made his Rikas Adam, the Korban is kosher, that's called Tzitzis Meratza, and Tumas of Dam. But it says clearly, V'yein Hatzit Meratza al Tumas Aguf. But we'll soon see whether the Bailim or the Kohen is Tomei, then if they bring the Korban, even with the Eva, the Korban is not Meratza. And the Tzitz, the special beggar that the Kohen Godel wears, does not help. For this is Aloch L'Moshim Sinai, that it sits or it's Aloch, in the Dash from Sukkim, that it sits as Meratza on Tuma. But we dash and it says here clearly only on Tumas Adam, but not on Tumas Aguf. Now the question is, B'mai, what are we talking about over here? B'mai. Elen, if you want to tell me the Tumas Sheretz. In other words, how was the Bailim Tomei? Rashi explains, the Havamina is right now, we're talking about that the Bailim themselves became Tomei. And that's why the special loch here by Korban Pesach. And by a Nozir, they cannot bring the Korban. Because if a Nozir becomes Tomei, we know the loch really has to start counting over again. And then if you're Tomei, you can't eat from the Korban Pesach, so you can't bring your Korban. So the Havamina is now the Bailim became Tomei. So we're asked the question, B'mai, what type of a Tumor did he become Tomei? Elaine, if you want to tell me Batumah Sheretz, that the Bailim himself touched the Sheretz, became Tomei with the Sheretz, and that's why now we cannot bring a Korban. So where's the question on Zikne Dorim? Amrit, you just got finished saying that Sheikh bin Bazorkim at Tumas Sheretz, that if the owner of the Bailim has Tumas Sheretz, so what? He's allowed to have his Korban Pesach brought, because by nighttime, when it comes time to eat, he'll be able to eat from it. So that can't be the case, for here it says the Korban is not Meratza. Eilat must be talking about a Tumas Meis, where the owner has a Tumas Meis on him. And still the Katoni, it says, Eina Tzitz Meratza. It says clearly that the Korban is no good, that even the Tzitz, the Kohen Gadol wears, does not even help with the Eved. That if the owner has a Tumas Meis on him, and he sends his Korban Pesach, even with the Eved, the Korban Pesach is no good. Alma, what do we see here for this Braisa, for this Mishnah in Psochim? That Nitmu Bailam B'meis, if the owner has a Tumas Meis on him, they're not allowed to send the Korban. They cannot have the Korban Pesach brought for them. And that's not like Zikne Dorim. Zikne Dorim says that b'dieved, if they have the Korban Pesach brought, it's kosher. From where it says, Lord, maybe that's not the Pesach in the Mishnah I'm talking. E di itmu bailam b'mei sochinami. It could be if the owner had a Tumas Meis on him, enechinami, yochinami, that b'dieved, if he would send the Korban and the Korban would bring the Korban for him, maybe he would be Yotz's Korban Pesach. But Hocha B'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here. That was saying over here. That the Korban is not even Meratza B'dieved, for going Shenitimu Koyim B'sheret. That when it says only the Tzitz is Meratza on Tumas Dam and not on Tumas Haguf, it means the Koyim, if the Koyim is Tomei. And how is the Koyim Tomei? He touched the Sheret. And that's the Din of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Koyim is Tomei, and according to Zikne Dorim, it means the Tumas Sheret, that the Tzitz is not Meratza, that the Korban is possible. That's what the Mishnah means over here. Then a case where the Kohen has some Sheretz on him, then the Korban is possible even with the Yevit. This comes out good even according to Zikne Dorim. There's no question of Zikne Dorim. Gemara says no. Yochi, this would be the Pshat. Yochi, so, Eim HaSeifa. What does it say? What does it say in the Seifa of this Mishnah Sochin? Seifa says his Mishnah, that Nitma Tumas HaTohim. In a case where the person has a Tumas HaTohim on him, but Tumas HaTohim means Tumas from underneath, which really the Gemara that says it means or Tumas Sofik. In the case of the Kohen or the owner has a Tumas Sofik on him, here we say it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai that Hatzit is Meratza. That B'dievet, if you bring the korban, even though you have a tumas atayim on you, you have a tumas sofek on you, still the tzitzis meratza, the korban is good. Now, and Hotoni Rabbi Chiya learned that le'omru tumas atayim, when was it said, this nukulu, this halacha l'mo shemisinai, that if you have a tumas atayim on you, that the tzitzis meratza, the korban is good.
Yeah, l'mei sovat, only if the kohen or the owner has a tumas neis on him. Then there's this new heter of Tumas Hatohim. That's a special loch l'mosh shemisinai, that on Tumas Meis we say it, and not on Tumas Sheretz. El Meis Uvad. Gemara says, when it says loshen of l'meis, l'mutemai, what does it mean to say there's no heter of Tumas Hatohim? Lav l'mutei Tumas Hatohim de Sheretz? Doesn't mean in the case, well, let's say the crane has a suffix, whether he has a Tumas Sheretz or not. So in such a case, there's no heter of Tumas Hatohim. So therefore, since we have a deed from Rabbi Chiya that the heter of Tumas Hatohim was only said by Tumas Meis and not by Tumas Sheretz, so you can't tell me now that this Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about where the Kohen has a Tumas Sheretz on him. And that's Shan the Resha, that when the Kohen has a Vadei Tumas Sheretz, then the Tzitz is not Meratza. But what do you want to tell me? This Sefer says, though, but if he only has a Tumas Hatohim, means let's say he has a suffix, he has a doubt whether he touched the Sheretz or not. In the case where he has a doubt, then the Sefer says, by Tumas Hatohim, it's Mutter, then the Tzitz is Meratza. But Rabbi Chiya says that the Tumas Hatohim does not apply to Tumas Sheretz, it only applies to Tumas Meis. And this Mishnah says clearly in the Sefer of it that Tumas Hatohim applies. Therefore, you can't tell me in the Resha it's talking about a Tumas Sheretz. Look, who the Resha has to be talking about a Tumas Meis. So again, the Akasha of Zikne Dorum, Gemara says, Lord, that's not the Pshat of Chiyya, maybe. Lord, I tell you, Lamutai, Toim, Tumas, Atoim, the Ziva. Maybe when Bechiyya said that the special Loch Lomash Mesimi of Tumas Atoim, that the Tzitzis Meratza, that only applies to Tumas Meis, what he meant to say was Tumas Meis, Lafuke, not Tumas, the Ziva. Let's say a person saw Zav, a Benash Moshe, so it's a suffix, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's called one Riyah, two Riyahs, that's called the suffix Tumas Ziva. So in such a case, this is the Chomadika Tumah. Since the Tumah comes out, Megufoi, here we would not say this new halacha that Tumah Satoim B'dievet, if you bring the carbon, it's Tzitzis Meratza. So maybe you only meant to say Lafuke Tumas of Ziva, you do not have this heter. But maybe if the Kain became Tumah through a Tzitz, if it became Tumah through a Sheretz, maybe still there would be a heter of Tumah Satoim. So maybe this Mishnah Pesachim is talking about the Tumah Sheretz. And there the Rashi says that if he's a Vade, Tumah Sheretz, the kohen, it's not even meratza to the ever, the carbon is puffle. And the Sefer says, but let's say it was only a tumma sulfic, then it would be meratza. But Koponim would not be a kasha against Zikne Dorim, because the Rashi is talking about a tumma sheretz, and not a tumma smeis. It could be if the kohen had a tumma smeis on him, maybe then the ever, the carbon would be good. Gemara says, if so, be elohod, the boy Romi Bachoma. That Romi Bachoma asked the question, kohen amaratza the carbon is sayim. When a kohen that brings a korban, he had a doubt whether this new halacha, that there's a heter of tumas hatoim when the person is sofek tuma, does it only apply to the bailim of the korban, or does it even apply to the kohen that's bringing it? He had a sofek, aloi hutruloi, tumas hatoim. Or maybe not, like maybe the heter of tumas hatoim only applies to the bailim, and not to the kohen. That's Rami Bachomis sofek. So the Chura Tivshot, we should have a proof in our Mishnah over here that Tumas Hatoim Hutraloi. We should have a proof in our Mishnah Psachim here that yes, there is a heter of Tumas Hatoim by the Kohen. So also the Kohen Kaminon. Because we're talking about the Kohen right now. We're talking about a Tumas Meis. And it's saying even that the Kohen himself, the Diev of the carbon is good. So the Chura according to Zikne Dorim, this Mishnah is talking about the Kohen. And it says clearly in this cipher that there is a heter of Tumas Hatoim. So what's wrong about Chum is a suffix? Have they not learned like Romi Bachoma? According to Romi Bachoma, it's a sofik. This Mishnah is not talking about where the kohen became tamei, but it's talking about where the bailim became tamei. Benachnami, it's not talking about the kohen. If so, it's not like Zikne Dorim. Because according to Romi Bachoma, the Mishnah has to be talking about where the bailim. And the Bible says, where the Bible brings his korban, even with the evidence, no good. So it can't be talking about Tumas Sheretz, because that's Pshita, he could bring it, the korban with the evidence is good, at night he could eat it.
And most we're talking about the Bible of Tumas Meis. So it's all fulfilling this Mishnah then, that Tumas Meis is not Hutro, that even with the Eva, the carbon is possible. Now the Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring another proof. Or Rashi says, it's a tiyusa the Rami Bachama, bring a kash on Rami Bachama. The Pasuk says, the Nosa Aaron esobin hakodeshim, that Aaron, when he, the Kohen Gadol, when he wears the tzitz, that's Maratza and Tumas Kodeshim. The question is, the Chieza oven Nisa, which oven, which psul in the carbonus, did he ever, if you bring the carbon psul as kosher because of the tzitz? So like this. In Marvin Tiglif, we're talking about with the